97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. Wake up, sluts!
Hey.
I haven't done that in a while.
In regards to our topic earlier, I just got the answer. So remember, I was talking about that WWE star that had the statue made out of her butt?
Oh, yeah. Stacy Keibler. That's it.
Stacy Keibler. That's
funny,
what it was.
It's funny now how it just came to me like that. But, yeah, Stacy Keibler.
Stacy Keibler.
Yeah. And you know, and she, I didn't think she had that nice of a butt. I thought it was kind of flat.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What kind of butts are you looking at?
I don't know. I didn't think it was that good because she was so tall. Like, you know.
You must be hanging around your mom too much.
Hey, you're a real piece of trash. You know, here we are doing this family-friendly show, and you got to come in here with that potty
mouth.
She's
got a nice butt. That's for sure.
You're a real bastard. You know what? You know, sitting here trying to have some fun, just trying to put on a good family entertainment show, and you bring
ass
that,
so fat you set a cup on that booty.
You bring that trash in here. My poor sweet mother can't even defend herself. All right.
You know what? Sweet hot money, you left that word, huh?
You know, when I get home to your mom, I'm gonna tell her that you were out of line today. All right, how about that? How about that? I'm gonna have a long talk with your mother.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't think you are. I really don't think you are.
Yeah. Think about it.
Anything else?
I don't know. This has gone on way too long already. It's one of those things that we just drag out entirely too long. No, we got to keep removing. It is time for your dumb vocabulary, for God's sakes.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medleaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can. Nibis.
Abyss.
Cannabis.
Hey, you know what? That's speaking right. of my mother, though, she's getting a hot tub this morning installed.
Oh, I know.
She's been waiting for like a year.
She invited me over for it to enjoy the hot tub.
Come on. Big shout out to Sensationals hooking her up. There you go.
Oh, man, I love it. She's getting her hot tub. Great in there. Your dumb vocabulary for today, pecker deck.
Pecker deck, huh?
Pecker deck.
Oh, is it your ball sack? Because it's like your pecker, it stands on the deck. You know what?
No, but that's a fantastic definition.
That's all you think of, yeah. Pecker deck.
It's where your pecker hangs out to get a tan.
It hangs out there a lot because it's tan.
It's another term for your ball sack. Because when you lay down, when you lay down, that's where your pecker lays down. Dude, that's so funny. No, that's honestly, that's better than my answer.
Out on the deck. What's your crappy answer?
Mine is it's when you hit someone in the face with your junk. You know, you deck some, someone with your pecker. Right? You know, pecker deck. Yeah.
Pecker deck. Yeah. Oh, deck. I forgot about that word. Yeah.
I think they're both quality. I think you could use it either way.
Quality.
Example.
Weird how my mind went there. What?
No, it's not. If anybody's listening to the show, that's exactly where I expect your mind to go. So we'll give two examples. Example number one with mine. I swear I will pecker deck you if you don't shut up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or
aggressive.
Or my pecker deck is really sweaty on this hot day. I got to air it out.
There you go.
That's,
I like mine.
I think yours is better. Usually you don't give me a better one, but today.
It's going to be a nice sunny day today, too. Good day for a tan, you know?
Let your pecker lay out. Put a little sunglasses on them. Get him
that ain't suntan lotion. Ooh. I'll tell you that one.
Oh my god, we gotta go.
Rock 107 double